Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Fetchers Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And let's get this last show of 2021 underway. And, you know, I thought it'd be great for us to talk just a little bit about what you two have learned from compared to now, from when you were first in real estate. How has it changed for you from your perspective?
Yes, we'll talk about that a lot today, and who knows what else we'll end up talking about, all kinds of real estate tips, but we're definitely going to touch on how our perspective has changed in about real estate and kind of all the different aspects of that, the business aspect, and then, you know, ourselves and buying and selling and all of that goes.
Yeah, there's a lot of change personally, and just when you get older with age, things always change, and I'm sure you guys as our audience understand that as well. Our beliefs change, different techniques, they change over time, and real estate markets tend to change as well, as we all know. We've seen it. A lot of you guys have lived it, and just being in the business this short amount of time for me, but Mariah, she's been here for quite some time, since she was 18. Mm-hmm. So remember when you guys were 18, what your minds were like compared to what they are now. Just imagine doing that and evolving into this businesswoman that Mariah's created herself.
And she's
to be
a mom now too, which makes a difference too, doesn't it?
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. a mom. Yeah, to our daughter Astrid, 2 years old.
About to be two next month.
Wow,
new
that's
year.
Amazing.
Yeah. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah. We've had some snow.
Crazy. It's been yeah, it's been fun. We went out and played in the snow with our daughter a couple days ago, and
was it the first time?
She's never seen snow before, so it was very exciting.
It was awesome. Yeah. We were out there for like over 2 hours. Didn't complain once. She's a trooper. We found all the cousins, and as you should on a snow day, find a hill to go sled down, and she owned it. She really did.
All right, so I actually have a couple of articles, you haven't heard these, that I wanted to share before we get into today's topic that I came across this week because I thought they were interesting, and I always like to share interesting real estate related news articles as I come across them on here so we can all stay up to date. Mm-hmm. So this first one I thought was interesting says, many affluent millennials are now lifestyle renting instead of buying homes. It's the best option for now, some say, but is it really?
Man,
that's interesting.
Well, it ties into.
Maybe a lot of them have been priced out because things have gotten so like.
And I think that's
unaffordable. Yeah. That, you know, prices have gone up so much.
But then there's like that risk factor where I feel like a lot of people have that fear
yes.
drawn into them, and it's from their peer or just surrounding group, just telling them, "Hey, hold on, yeah. hold on," because there's that fear mentality. If you're stuck somewhere, you might not be able to get yourself out if you overspend in some ways, and then that comes down to a generational thing. Yeah. I think a lot of the new clientele that are somewhat younger realize that sometimes when you rent, your life is just more turnkey, and there's less responsibility. There's just less responsibility.
So fix the things when they go out.
Yeah, and they don't really care much about ownership. Which, if that's you, then there's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's a very personal decision, and there's a lot of factors that come into play. Long term speaking, the saddest part to me is thinking about all the equity you don't have that you could have had. But you know, like I said, it's a personal decision.
Yeah. Very personal.
I have one more article or thing I wanted to share before we get into our topic. So there is a house in Washington, D.C. Did you see this, Spencer?
No.
Okay. So it's a very modest home. It's a fixer upper. It received a ridiculous amount of cash offers. Can you guess how many this
in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, nothing really that special about this house.
This is like this month, last month.
These were all cash offers in, I think it was November.
November.
And maybe October, okay. But yeah, This is very recent.
Let's say
how many?
15.
76.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, isn't that insane? In Washington, D.C.
Do you know much about the house, a three-bedroom or whatever?
All I know is I saw some photos of it. It was a fixer-upper, and it was a great location, apparently. Like, you could walk downtown, but, like, still, 76
Do you know how much it sold for?
No, I don't know how much it sold for. I know I had 76 offers.
I could not imagine having 76 showings, but
yeah.
76
Oh my gosh,
offers.
Imagine. It was vacant, and it was an estate. So the seller, the person selling it was, the person that owned it had passed away, and so a family member was selling it, and they expected multiple offers, but definitely not 76.
That's unbelievable.
So, yeah.
We might head to Washington, D.C. now.
Yeah. It must be a very hot market. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Anyway, all right, so I guess we can, with that said, just jump into our topic of
the reflection.
Yeah. So I know, okay, one thing that I've learned first and foremost is that it's very a simple thing, but that home ownership is very simple, and it's a lot more simple and feasible for a lot more people than I think a lot of people might realize.
This is good. Listen,
what makes me think that is just reflecting upon my years in the business is I've worked with clients who both clients purchasing the house were baristas. That was their career. Nothing against baristas by any means, but you would maybe not assume that you'd be able to qualify for a home loan if that's your job. But I think, and you know, and like we've shared on the show before, but we've also worked with a lot of people who purchase homes putting $0 down. And we've worked with young people. We've worked with all kinds of people. And so I think just that one thing that I've learned and how my perspective has changed, because before I was in real estate, I thought buying a house was a lot more difficult than it is, but I think it's a lot more feasible to more people than they might realize. And we've also worked with a lot of clients who, before speaking to their lender, were under the impression that they couldn't qualify for a loan. But then they talked to the lender, and then to their surprise, they're pleasantly surprised to find out that they actually can get a loan. So that's the first thing, is that, you know, it's buying a home can be a simple process if you're working with the right person, hopefully.
That's really cool that you said that, though. I love how you just implied that some people never thought they could own a home.
Yeah. Like, they just count themselves out before they even...
Yeah. It's just untangible for them. They can't even reach it or grasp the idea of home ownership. And it could have been just their home growing, home just never owning anything. They've always rented with their family. And so that generational thing of being a renter of some sort, it can be broken off very easily. But the first step to home ownership, like you just said, is talking with a qualified lender. Because they're going to help you. And we have them on our team, and there's a reason they're part of our team. They get our clients qualified at great rates, not just good rates, but great rates. And they work through the transaction simply, meaning a lot of things when it comes to lending is just over our head. Like, we're getting told information we just don't understand, which is completely okay and fine. But on the other side of the table, they need to be able to explain the lending process to you in a way you understand it, to get them the information they're needing in order to pre-qualify you. And if you're working with somebody that you're just lost, the train's just off the track, that might be a sign saying, maybe I talked to somebody else, and we're happy to share who we use with you. All you have to do is reach out to the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can find us online, VetrusCrawfordRealty.com, and that's VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. Send us a mail, and we'll get you connected.
I think it's important to say you don't make any money off of that referral.
I don't.
There's no referral fee, no kickback, nothing in it for us. We just want you to have the smoothest transaction possible, and having the right lender is super important.
And that's the whole key, though. We understand that lending is kind of everything in a real estate transaction. If you're working with a lender that's just not getting results, delay will be your problem. We've had transactions that are delayed by months. I just got out of one, and it was about a 2.5 month delay.
Really?
Yeah. And it closed. It was an FHA loan. We did get it closed, and obviously there's repercussions for this.
And you fought hard to get these clients.
We got them.
What were some of the delays? What happened caused the delays?
Pay stubs, proof of employment, verification, changing jobs. job status from hourly pay to per mile, because this particular client was in truck driving. Great occupation. It was just a simple change. She kept her same job occupation, but it was a change of rate of pay. And when it comes to lending, their restrictions have tightened up tremendously over the last few years. And that's a good thing. Economically, that's really good. We don't want to be handing out money to everybody, but at the same time, if you're going through a federal loan like an FHA loan, all these every end needs to be dealt with. Okay, and on this one, lender said they were dealt with, and there were some loose ends, and it costed this buyer like $6,000 to $8,000. And that's what happens though when you delay. It's going to cost you something, or you're going to lose the house. It's up to you. And there's damages for my sellers, and that's what we're going to fight and get for you.
Wow. So moral of the story is work with the right lender and talk to us first, and you'll be good.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense. We're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Ryan Spence at the Fetris Crawford Realty Group by calling them at 503-507-3666. That number again, 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Fetris Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the how your perspective has changed from when you first started in real estate to now.
So flipping over to a little bit more of like a personal level on like the buying and selling side of things, how, like, what are some ways that our perspective on real estate has changed throughout through buying and selling our first couple properties ourselves?
For starters, for me at least, I used to look at $200,000-$300,000 as a pretty expensive house, and
that can get me
a lot, you know, for my money.
Yeah.
Now it just seems almost normal to look at a $500,000 to $600,000 house as something that you're still going to want to make unique or your own, that needs something done to it and love.
That just shows how much the market's changed since we first bought our first house. Yeah. How, you know, like.
Yeah. What year was
now
that? 2017?
That's like the first time buying price range. Yes.
Yeah, it was 2017.
We got married in 2017.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's a huge change though. I mean, think about it. $300,000 all the way up to $500,000. Like, I'm not tooting our own horn or anything. It's just like, the perspective of money has drastically changed, and that could be caused through inflation. It seems like just going anywhere, you know, online or a store, everything is $30 for a meal, you know, a meal for two, $15 a piece.
And sometimes you go to a decent restaurant, you're paying $60 or $70
for
dinner.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous on top of the tip. I mean, it's a change of pace, I think, as well, because we're always having like a hustle mentality, not necessarily work related, but just the fact that our phones are just always a part of our daily life in some way. Because I always say it, how the heck did people get around back then without cell phones? They had their maps and stuff. There are so many roadways that I just couldn't imagine going anywhere without my cell phone. And that's just a practical use of these devices that we carry with us.
But we're so trained.
And we're like, so trained
to rely on it now too for directions.
Oh, it's a complete reliance.
To like go somewhere without it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
And everything costs money though. These things we're holding in our hands are like $1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money to just be holding in your hand to use. I mean,
it's like so normal to have an iPhone for everyone.
You have to have it.
It's such a normal thing, even like kids nowadays, which is crazy.
I lived in a time before computers and before cell phones. And, you know, I remember the first time I got a computer or a typewriter where it actually saved something and I could type it up and it would stream one line across of what I typed.
Oh, wow.
And I could look at it and see if it was spelled right, and if it looked right, then I could print it.
Wow.
And that's, we've come a long ways from that.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
It's been unbelievable. So so one thing that I guess to reiterate, what's changed is the cost of money.
Yeah.
What used to be and what you can only get now has dramatically
changed.
And
this isn't even like that long. Like, it's not like it's been 20 years. Like, this is not a long time, and things have changed in a very short amount of time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And we can't really process it all that much rather than just keep living and going.
So what is something maybe, or some things that we do differently now because of how our perspective in real estate has changed since first getting into the business? If we're speaking on more of like a business side of things, anything you can think of?
Well, on the business side, what my philosophies are kind of still the same. I'm more of a hard go-getter attitude guy. I hit the pavement if I need to. Door knocking, it's kind of rare now because of the pandemic. That's happened in the last 2.5 years. We kind of quit doing the face-to-face thing. That's
door knocking.
That's just something that we just optionally we decided to cut out of our business and time spent doing. So my philosophy, though, it hasn't necessarily changed much. It's always been calls, cold calls. It's all in the follow-up every time. It's always in the follow-up with a new client. Usually takes 6 to 8 times within following up somebody for them to even know who I am, for one, remember me, and then maybe get an appointment out of that, which I understand. And you don't want to be a pest or anything. You just want to poke in there and say, hey, how's it going? You know, and make it a relational side of the transaction, because I would do the same thing. A stranger calling you, just not necessarily telling you what to do, but asking, can I come in your home? Your home is your sanctuary.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it is a very, I just had a client comment on that when I was going through for taking some listing photos, going through their house. They were like, wow, this feels very vulnerable. Like, this is a very personal thing. Like, we don't really
everything.
Think of it that way, because we're just so used to going into strangers' houses all the time. But for them, I mean, imagine like a stranger coming into your house, looking in your closet and your bathroom, like all your spaces.
It's
like
terrifying.
That is a very personal thing. And I don't really know where I'm going with that, but you're right, it's personal.
No, it's a personal business.
Yeah.
And so that necessarily hasn't changed, but the face-to-face contact has definitely changed. Closings, usually I would be at every closing. I'm starting to come back to that and being the signing room.
For a while we weren't
room.
Allowed to, and now thankfully we are again, but I feel like we've gotten out of like the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
We need to get back in that habit.
Yeah. closing gifts, you know, those haven't really changed much.
So you're there while they're signing the papers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
But for a while, we weren't allowed to with COVID.
Are you there to help answer questions too? If they all of a sudden a document comes up and they're not quite sure, whoa, what is this?
That's what our escrow agent's for.
Yeah.
She definitely knows every document that's happening.
Oh,
and if there is a question, yes, it is asked before you sign that paper.
Yes.
That's really valuable.
Yeah. Okay. So
anything changed for you though, Mariah?
I think the biggest thing for me would be just having more like systems in place and being more organized, which is something you really, when you joined me in our business, you really helped, because you're very organized. Yeah,
yeah.
So just having like systems in place to make things more streamlined has been huge. But okay, so now to finish up, we have a little Q&A segment where we have some questions that you might be wondering as a listener regarding real estate, and hopefully we can provide some tips for you, whether you're a buyer or a seller.
I'll tell you what, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And then you can go through this and we'll do it till the end of the show.
Perfect.
That sounds
perfect.
Fair?
Perfect.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue with your quick questions you're going to ask.
Okay, our first question is it worth it to do $10,000 to $15,000 of repairs before putting my home on the market?
First response is, how about you have a professional come over and give you a CMA, comparative market analysis, let you know what the home value is worth currently in its state and condition, and then what it could possibly do if you were to do this $10,000 to $15,000 repair.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in these markets, it's just not worth it. It's better to just sell your home and as is and move on.
Yeah, I agree completely. I couldn't have said it better. Okay, next question is, should I list my house with Opendoor?
What's open door mean?
Open door? It's kind of like an iBuyer. Have you seen that? Okay. Well, basically, all I have to say about open door is just be careful because it's not what it looks like. There's a lot of hidden fees and, you know, you generally get what you pay for, but it looks like you're paying this like robot basically to sell your house for an extremely low commission. But then there's a lot of hidden fees that you are not seeing up front. And so at the end of the day, it kind of all evens out. And so I'm going to say no. I might be biased because I'm a real estate professional.
I am a people person. I want to deal with somebody that I can look at eye to eye and I can have a conversation with. That's who I am. I think most people are that way, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why in this business, it's very valuable to hire a real estate professional that's more local as well, because they just know about the market.
And statistically, I mean, you're going to sell for more and quicker with a real human. But anyway, okay. So one more question before we end. I have a $500,000 budget and want to buy a property with at least an acre. Where do you suggest we look? Talking about Salem areas. I would say, in Salem, I don't think you would find anything.
There's a few. Are we talking a home with... like a lot with a home on it?
Or just land? It doesn't specify.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about 2.5 acre lots, sir. I was just looking at them this morning. That's why I have these numbers in my head.
With no home.
With no home. Okay. It was about 280.
Okay.
You know, and most of them did have well and septic approval. Some of them didn't have them even in yet. So that'll get you to your $500,000 budget, though, once you start building and seeing what home can go on that land. That's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it'll be about 285 for 2 acres.
Without a home.
Without a home.
Well, you put a mobile home on there, and there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be a way to get started anyway, right?
Mm. Yeah. Well, if you've listened to this whole episode, thank you so much for listening in. We are so thankful that you're hanging out with us today. And go ahead and share our show with a friend or a family member if you've grabbed value from it. And we'll see you guys next week.
Well, we have about a minute left here, so I want to just thank you guys for coming on board with 1430 KYKN and doing this with us. And I have to say, I have never been more impressed with anybody I've worked with before. I am a real believer in your belief in how you approach customers and how you work with people. Yeah. I've not seen how you work with them, but the way you talk about it, I mean, if you're even somewhat close to it all, that's pretty doggone good, wouldn't you say?
Oh, thank you, Warren.
Yeah, thank you. So we love being part of this family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell you what, the best thing to do is call Mariah and Spence and get in touch with them and ask them some questions. The number is 503-507-3666. And I want to just thank everybody here on listening to 1430 KYKN for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Veterans Crawford Realty Group. I gave you that number. Here it is again, 503-507-3666. That number again is 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.